Welcome to another edition of Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, your host. On Book Spectrum, we like to bring you books from new writers, seasoned authors, and those from other professions all across the spectrum. With me is a man who has been on this show twice before, Dr. Kevin Shuey. He recently released his third book in the Bad Love series, Bad Love Beyond. This one sees the Bad Love gang travel into the farther reaches of space after saving the world from timeline disaster in the second book, Bad Love Tigers. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Kevin Shuey.
Hey, Chris. It's great to be back with you. You know, I was reminiscing that you and I interviewed about Bad Love Strikes, and it was your very first interview on Book Spectrum. And here we are, 15 months later, with book number three.
15 months, book number three. That, by many authors' standards, is a short period of time, but the lockdowns gave us a lot of time to kind of sit back and do these things, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I call it my COVID-19 experience, you know, because my day job, I work as a cancer specialist here in Golden, Colorado, and, you know, I can't afford to get the COVID-19, so I've been very careful. I work during the day. We finish a little earlier now than we did before, so I usually get out of here between 4 and 5 at night. And I go home and I write, and I write it during the night and on the weekends, and lo and behold, this whole thing has really helped me to literally get my career as a book author off and running.
Isn't that a good thing? More time, more books, and more entertainment. You're going to shoot up there to do quite a lot more with the Bad Love Gang. We're going to talk about that too. But let's focus on this book. Bad Love Beyond is the third book in your best-selling Bad Love series and written over the past 2 years, as we talked about. We did mention you were the first guest on Book Spectrum, but you've kept a busy and fulfilling career as a radiation oncologist.
That's right. In year number 34, if you can believe it. So I've been taking care of cancer patients now for 34 years, Chris.
Between all of that, and I know you closed early, still, that's a lot of work and a lot of people to work with. And the writing. How did you find time to do the research for all these books? Because you did this all yourself, and you had to be as scientifically accurate as possible.
Yeah, well, you know, doing research is really part of my daily life as a cancer doctor, because literally, you know, what we do in the clinic for our cancer patients, the data just turns over. It used to be like, every, you know, 3 to 5 years, but I mean, the data is turning over year, and there's so many new treatments coming out that research is just part of what I do every day. And I'm doing research for books when I'm writing at night or on the weekends, just comes natural. And but I, you know, it does. It takes a lot of research. And so maybe it's because of my training as a doctor that I just was prepared to do the research for the books.
What kind of research went into making this book both historically accurate and scientifically believable, especially when it comes to space travel? That's always tough. Ask the guys who made Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about this, I'm a radiation oncologist as a cancer specialist, and so everything that I do in the world of radiation oncology is based on physics principles. And so I'm a big fan of physics. I loved physics in school, and doing the research about time and space travel is actually really fun for me, because I point out in Bad Love Beyond that, you know, I don't think we're going to get to a planet 11.5 billion light years away by getting in a starship and slamming the pedal to the metal, you know, because let's just say that you're going 10 or 100 times the speed of light, it's still going to take you a million years to get 11.5 billion light years away. And, you know, last time I looked, you know, we're pretty lucky if we make it into our 90s, Chris. And so, you know, the way to get from point A to point B is through a wormhole. And wormhole technology is supported by Einstein's theory of relativity. It's just that to make that happen, to hold that time or space passage open for somebody to go through, you have to have something called exotic matter. And interestingly, that was the first chapter of my first book, was the discovery of exotic matter, because I knew from a physics perspective where I wanted to take this book series that we had to have exotic matter. And so I'm sure you've noticed that it plays a key role, not only in the book series, but especially in this new book, Bad Love Beyond.
I'm speaking with Dr. Kevin Shuey. He's the author of the Bad Love series. The newest book, Bad Love Beyond, is out. You're listening to Book Spectrum. President Gerald Ford plays a big part in this book. His tenure was short as president of the United States and was marred by one incident, as you remember, the trip. People did not realize that the guy, he had to deal with national turmoil, a Cold War, a tough economic situation, and public furor through guilt by association. Tell us more about the research you did to learn about his character in the book.
You know, Gerald Ford was the so-called accidental president. I mean, he never was elected to vice president or to be the president. And so he had a very interesting history. I mean, he was elected in his district in Congress for 25 years or so. I mean, he was very popular in his district. But Gerald Ford was a lawyer, and he joined the Navy as a lawyer when World War II broke out, and had a very interesting career in the Navy, and was on an aircraft carrier in the Pacific, and during one of the storms, he literally lost his footing on the deck of the ship. The ship listed like 25 degrees. And Ford was sliding off the ship into the raging sea below. There was a 2-inch rail around the deck that literally saved him. And he was athletic, and he was able to grab that and then swing onto the deck below. But I mean, he came literally, Chris. He just came within inches of losing his life in World War II. And I found it very interesting to do the research about his life. And with the time frame of 1975 for Bad Love Beyond, the Bad Love Gang needed to know Gerald Ford because they were their arch enemy now is Boril Krovol Pluskov, you know, the Russian KGB super agent that they're fighting with, and so they needed Gerald Ford to go after Boria. And that's why we brought him into the book. And it's really been a lot of fun getting to know Gerald Ford, despite his short tenure as president.
He did a really good job in real life dealing with the Soviets, as a matter of fact. And as you pointed out, quite the athlete. This is the perfect guy to work with your Bad Love Gang.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I found about, you know, Chris, when I was researching Ford is, you know, Ford was really a likable guy. I mean, you know, people from both sides of the aisle liked Gerald Ford, and he had a sense of humor. I mean, in the first chapter of Bad Love Beyond, I quote Gerald Ford. It's a hilarious quote. He says, "If Lincoln were alive today, he'd be turning over in his grave." and that's how he was. You know, he had a real cute and quirky sense of humor, and people liked Ford.
You also have some characters that we all know about too, Don Rumsfeld and other members of the historic Ford administration. You really worked all these guys in there with the Bad Love Gang, and that's what makes for a great historical fiction.
Yeah, I love that, and that's I get. I get notes from people that are reading the books, and I think that, Chris, that's what's really making my book series popular, is that I weave history very carefully into the exploits of the Bad Love Gang. And, the book series starts in 1974, and basically in Bad Love Beyond, we're now at the end of 1975. And that's their starting point, before they travel back in time or travel into space. And so it's been a lot of fun doing the research into that time era. And that's when I was in high school. And I've had so much fun with that. And then, the books have these soundtracks that go right along with the story, and it's all that music from the 60s and early 70s. So I think the historical accuracy of the series has been one of the true strong points in terms of the people who are fans of this book series.
Dr. Kevin Shuey is with me on Book Spectrum. We're talking about his new book from the Bad Love series, Bad Love Beyond. It delves even deeper into the realm of science and science fiction. We mentioned the space travel aspect of the new book, Kevin. Last time you were on, we discussed some of your time travel influences. What about the space-based sci-fi? What books or sci-fi media gave you some inspiration for some of the events in this book?
Yeah, well, I was always a fan of Star Trek, growing up in the 60s. And, of course, Star Trek went through many iterations. And then, the whole Star Wars series. All of that is so intriguing to me because, It's impossible to believe that we're alone in the universe, Chris. And I really dive into this in Bad Love Beyond. I talk about the probability of other intelligent life just in the Milky Way galaxy, which, could be estimated from anywhere from two planets to more than 1,000 planets. But then you have all these other millions of galaxies in the universe. And so I'm just personally intrigued by all of this. And people are going to enjoy Bad Love Beyond because I tackle the magnitude of the universe and the probability of intelligent life out there. And it really will make the readers think about the actual probabilities. And so there's an education in this book, Bad Love Beyond, about the probabilities of intelligent life in the universe other than just here on Earth.
The Bad Love Gang managed to visit a planet inhabited by dinosaurs. That's an interesting twist, especially when many sci-fi books and movies have preferred to have their main characters encounter some sort of advanced species. Interestingly, it's the Earthlings who were ahead technologically in this instance. Just found that a neat twist.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Let me ask you a question, Chris. Do you believe in dinosaurs?
They existed, obviously, so yeah. You caught me off guard on that one.
Yeah, well, we have all the fossils. We have the proof that the dinosaurs were here. And so what happened was, here on Earth, we went through an extinction event. Earth was struck by a comet or a large meteor, and we had a, basically it was kind of like a nuclear winter. But at any rate, the dinosaurs were extinct because of this extinction event that we had here on Earth, and they were part of our evolution. And so, anyway, the Bad Love Gang in Bad Love Beyond, they're traveling to this distant planet Azor, which is 11.5 billion light years away, and the sister planet to Earth, because we have blue exotic matter here and they have blue exotic matter there, and that's what's connecting these two planets. So when they get to Azor, it is a technologically advanced society, but their planet has not yet had an extinction event like Earth. And so the dinosaurs have evolved and they're still living on planet Azor. And they, the Azorians, of course, have found a way to coexist with the dinosaurs. And it makes for a very interesting adventure, because here you have this super sophisticated technology. I mean, you know, they have the cars that they use are called Azurian flashbacks, and they use exotic matter to levitate and move about. And so these cars are flying, they're flying cars, and they have the ability to be submarines or go underwater as well. And the motorcycles are flying motorcycles, and they're called Skylectas. So, you know, I want to have an Azurian flashback for my next car. But so you have these, and also the Azurians, they wear these body suits that are mainframe computers. I mean, they're basically they're computing marvels, and they're artificial intelligence, and their artificial intelligence, instead of being Alexa, is Luna. And so they're talking to Luna, and they're interacting with dinosaurs, and it just it makes for so much fun.
There could not be a true Bad Love series book without the Kevin Shuey soundtrack. You alluded to it before, but let's talk about some of the music for this one. Got some Carole King in there. That was fun. And Helen Reddy's I Am Woman. Not exactly sci-fi-ish, but neat additions.
The women's equality movement really dates back quite a ways, but you have to have Helen Reddy in there. And so Crisco is finding a way to get onto the crashed alien ship in Area 51 so that they can make the jump for space travel to planet Azor. And Crisco basically saying, I am woman and I can do this, because they're kind of at a loss at how they're going to get into the ship, but she finds a way. And, so she's up in the entrance to the ship, and she's looking down at the guys, and she's like saying, any of you guys want to take a trip to another planet tonight? And the song, Helen Reddy's song, I'm Woman, is playing in Bubble Butt's mind as he's experiencing all this. And at that point in time in the 70s, I mean, she was it. And it's just a perfect fit.
Kevin, also in the Bad Love Beyond soundtrack, and I consider him the most talented Beatle, Ringo Starr. You have It Don't Come Easy, his solo project, and of course, the best Beatles song, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, so they're taking an Azurian flashback to go to the Republic of Azor to try to save the Republic of Azor from a volcanic extinction event. And Bubble Butt is basically kind of thinking through this impossible mission that they're being sent on. And of course, the song It Don't Come Easy pops into his head. And I mean, you're right, Chris. I mean, what a great song by Ringo Starr. I mean, it's just it's classic. And then when the Azurian flashback has to avoid a storm and they dive into the water, I think it's Crisco. She asks Bubble Butt to play Yellow Submarine, and you know the whole gang, of course, who didn't sing Yellow Submarine? Who was part of that era? I mean, you know, when that song would come on, everybody would just start singing. And so, anyway, it just the soundtrack for Bad Love Beyond is my favorite of the first three books.
And yes, there is another Beatles song too, so plenty of Beatles representation, Kevin Shuey. One question though, the Beatles are long considered one of the greatest bands ever. In fact, Frank Zappa, the great Frank Zappa, said there was only one band better than the Beatles, the Shags. And they're unfortunately missing from your soundtrack, but maybe we can work that out in the future.
I'll have to work on that, Chris.
Well, Frank Zappa is always right about things, but you can't leave out the Beatles in any way.
Well, you know, when the group is on this helium airship on planet Azor, and they're with the Prime Minister, Danvinio One, they're down in this observation room, and there's just the whole thing is made with clear plexiglass like windows, and it has a sofa around the edges, and Bubble Butt and the group come down, and they do a little lip sync of A Stairway to Heaven for Danvinio One. And so, you know, what song are you going to play at the end of the world? And my music brain went to Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven. I mean, what a perfect song when you think the world is ending, right?
Kevin Shuey with me on Book Spectrum. The book, Bad Love Beyond, the third in his Bad Love Gang series. The Bad Love Gang, we talked about the nicknames. You, of course, are Bubble Butt. That's the one. They're based on you and your friends. You got some great nicknames like Spaghetti Head, Bucky, Crisco. Crisco's a good one. The Pud, not Guggenheim, Goondoggy. There we go. You got to... Gotta feel bad for Billy Blanchard. His nickname was Willie. You guys could have come up with a better one for him instead of just Willie, right?
Just Willie, yeah. Yeah. So the nicknames are, I mean, nine of the gang are really based on real people. In fact, you know, I've been in recent contact with Crazy Ike and Crisco, and they just love the book series. And, you know, it's like they just can't wait for the next one to come out. And I keep telling them that, you know, as soon as I can get this book series made into a movie, I'm gonna pull the surviving members of the Bad Love Gang together in the credits of the movie, and we're all going to be playing our air guitars and lip-syncing to some of this music together at the end of the movie.
Well, that would be fun, yeah. So I suppose your friends think pretty highly or think pretty well of their fictional counterparts.
Yeah, I think everybody's really having a lot of fun with it because, I mean, we all have our own special set of skills, and so everyone is lending something to the success of the exploits of the Bad Love Gang, and there's a lot of truth to each of these people. And I think that that's the other thing that's making the series popular, Chris, is that if you really look through the list of characters, which I now in the front of the book, I detail each of the characters, you can probably find somebody that reminds you a little bit of you. And I think that makes the book more real.
That's an important thing about a successful book or a book series, being able to identify with some of the characters. If you want to keep people reading books down the road, they'll be like, hey, I know this guy, or I know somebody like this guy. This is a lot of fun. That's great. I want to get into something else, though, because there's a theme of hope for each of these books. These young kids or the young adults, teens, can pretty much do a lot for their life experience and for what they're doing and where they're from. A lot of hope in these books, but you... as we said before, a radiation oncologist. You've seen a lot, and it must be difficult to do your line of work. Luckily, of course, or at least the good thing is there are a lot of new cures and new research that brings some hope in there. But how do you keep a nice lighthearted feeling of hope and adventure, balancing that with the hard emotional work of your own job with that writing career?
Well, I actually love this question because it gets to the core of what I'm doing with this book series. So, you know, as you know, we've gone through a rough year here on planet Earth with COVID-19, and it's affected the globe. It's everywhere, kind of like World War II, you know, it was everywhere. It affected everybody. And so in my life as a cancer doctor, I have over 2,000 patients in active follow-up, and every day I have to walk in a room and tell somebody that their cancer has spread to the lung or spread to the brain or the bones, and that's terrible news to have to share with somebody about their life. And what I've discovered in my practice as a cancer specialist is that's not where it stops, Chris. It doesn't stop when you give somebody bad news. That's the starting point. And so you take that bad news and you say, but here's what we're going to do about it. This is your reality, but this is the next step. This is how we're going to take care of it and deal with it. And I think that, you know, reading my books during this time of where we're really, it's a trial here on Earth, these are feel-good books because the group is, they're encountering all of these issues. But here's what sets the book series apart. They look at these issues and then they decide, well, here's how we're going to manage it. And this is what we're going to do to take care of it. And so the books are filled with hope, and like typical teenagers, of course, they can be dealing with very serious things, but they do manage to find some humor among themselves, even in the most serious times. And so that's the hope. Hope is always not so much what is your situation at this moment. Hope is, what are you going to do with this situation to make it better? And there's always something that you can do to make it better.
And it doesn't always have to involve time travel and space travel, visiting other planets, hitting their Bermuda Triangle and things like that, but that's the fun part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Reading Bad Love Beyond, Kevin, you again leave the ending open to more things happening. Does this mean we may be seeing more from the Bad Love Gang in the future?
Well, that's right. So in Bad Love Beyond, their objective is to get the cure for breast cancer for one of their members, Hannah Lieb. And so they do accomplish their objective and get their hands on this antidote or medication for Hannah by the end of the book, Bad Love Beyond. But now they have the medicine, but they have to get the medicine to the patient. And so book number 4 is entitled Bad Love Medicine. And it will be the story of how the Bad Love Gang get this medicine that they now have in their hands to Hannah. And I know that the fans of the book series are very interested in seeing them rescue Hannah from her fate of breast cancer. And so Bad Love Medicine is underway. I'm writing away, and we are penciled in for a Memorial Day release. So all of your listeners out there, you can binge read now on the Bad Love book series. And even if you read all 3 books, you'll still be anxious to see what happens in book 4, and it's coming Memorial Day 2021.
We'll be on the lookout for that, and hopefully having you on Book Spectrum as well.
Be glad that, I'll be excited to be back with you again, Chris. You know, you and I could be doing this for a lot of years to come.
Well, let's hope so. Maybe you can travel to other universes throughout the multiverse. That would be fun, too.
Absolutely.
Dr. Kevin Shuey, thank you again for being with us here on Book Spectrum.
Thank you, Chris. I've so enjoyed it, and it's really now kind of a tradition with you and I, because I got to start with you on your first broadcast with Book Spectrum with Bad Love Strikes, and here we are with Bad Love Beyond and Bad Love Medicine coming this spring sometime, so the fun will continue.
And fun it will be. And if you're listening and want a copy of the book Bad Love Beyond, you can get that from a link on our website, bookspectrum.com. You can also find it on Amazon and other digital outlets. Chris Cordani here. This is Book Spectrum. Thank you again for listening to us. And until next time, enjoy reading.